Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for what a rich blessing it is to come to your Word this morning. Father, we pray that you would teach us, that you would teach us the ways in which we should walk. Teach us who you are. Give us faith to believe it, and give us faith to live it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Psalm 92. A song for the Sabbath day. It is good to thank the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, and on the harp, with harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the work of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like the grass, and when the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness with him. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? So A, what is this about? Well, it's a psalm for the Sabbath day. That's how the title starts here. And it starts with singing the praises of God. Morning and evening, worshiping the Lord for the works that he has done. And then it says in verses 5-9 about how wonderful the Lord's works are, all the amazing things that God has done. And yet, not everybody sees this. What does he say? A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. Right? The fool says in his heart, there is no God. But when we look at the world and we see the complexity and we see the beauty, we see that there is a God in heaven. There is one who created the heavens, who created the earth and has made it beautiful and good. And he's given it to us to have dominion. Now, yeah, after the fall, we're going down the theology hole. I won't go down there, but we do have the fall. We have to labor. Not everything's the way it should be. Even creation groans for the day of redemption. But you, O Lord, are high forever. Behold your enemies, O Lord. Behold your enemies shall perish. And then verses 8 down through verse 11 are about the wicked, right? And how the wicked perish. God being righteous is contrasted with the wicked who will perish. Those fools who won't see God's beauty. Right? Sometimes we get all worked up about the militant atheists and the people who are hell-bent on trying to disprove God. What did we learn the other day? Our days are but grass. In light of the eternity of God, it's going to be okay. They're going to blow away. But what does he say in the last part, verses 12 through 15? What's a righteous like? Like the cedars of Lebanon, with trunks so round that you can't grab your arms around them, right? They're so high, they're reaching up into the heavens. That's what the righteous are like. When are we like that? Verse 14, they shall bear fruit in good age, they shall be fresh and flourish. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So I'm going to leave you to tell me what you're going to underline as the best verse, but I'm going to ask you now, what are you called to do? Do you rejoice to get together with God's people? Do you know that as you worship God, that's how God flourishes his people? As we encourage one another, as we exhort one another, as we spur one another on toward love and good deeds, as we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs in our hearts with grace, as we lift up our hearts to God, as he instructs us from his word, he grows us like the cedars of Lebanon. Are you availing yourself? Are you going to see God's people? Are you soaking in deep the ordinary means of grace, word, sacrament, and prayer? Are you encouraging your brothers and sisters in Christ? And as a result, is the Lord building you up? I pray that's the case. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for what a blessing it is to get to praise you and to rest in you. Lord, we thank you that our enemies are but grass, they're going to blow away. Lord, we thank you that our victor, Jesus Christ, has come, and that we get to celebrate his resurrection each Sabbath, every Lord's Day, Sunday after Sunday. Please let us fix our eyes upon him and be built up in our faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord build you up today. May you go in grace and peace, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.